study abroad. We meet with, talk with, and party with foreign students in Slovenia.
What are they up to?
What are they down for?
And what do they think about where they've come?
We try to find out. Study abroad. Study abroad. On Radio SI.
Hi, I'm Bulse. I'm 21 years old and I'm an Erasmus student at Primorska University, Faculty of Education.
What have you missed the most so far?
First thing is my fam, and the second one is food. Absolutely food.
Any special dish come to mind?
Actually, I have, but I don't know how can I translate.
What's it called in Turkish?
Ciğer kavurması.
What's it made of?
It's really salty and different kinds of flavors and spicy a little bit. But I really love the spicy, that's why it's more than that. In Turkey, we have the seven parts of the country. And every region has got many different flavors. And the east one has got really, really spicy.
And you're from the east?
No, actually I'm from the south.
What differences have you noticed between studying in Turkey, studying here?
Here, just 3 years for the studying. And in my country, we have to study 4 years. That is the first thing. Actually, Primorska University has got really theoretical things in the pedagogica, but in my country we have to do so many experimentaries. That's why it's really different, I think.
So here it's more theoretical and it's more practical work back home.
Absolutely, yes. The hardest things in here from the Slovene, enough to understanding, because you have different culture from mine, and if I have to understand everything clearly, I have to know some words.
Your classes are not offered in English then, in that case?
Actually offered English, but my teacher doesn't like to give the English courses. But it's kind of cool, because just if I want to face-to-face, it's gonna be good. But some teachers just wanted to give the book and ask something, and it's okay, like that.
So just give you the book, you learn it, and that's it, that's the exam.
Not all of them, but yeah, kind of.
We'll take a short musical break, and we'll be listening to
Tarkan, Kiss Kiss.
Why this one?
Because when I came to Europe the first time, I'm just looking something new for the, something good songs for the European people. But when I asked them, do you want to listen some Turkish music, they just say to me, okay, we know the one, and it's Tarkan, it's Kiss Kiss. And I just say, what? It's really famous, I think.
Study abroad on Radio SI.
Today we're talking to Buse from Turkey, and to start off, how have you gotten used to life in Koper, life in Slovenia?
It's kind of cool, because Slovenia has got really good location for the travel to everywhere. And I'm the Erasmus student, and I just choose here for the travel, I think. But I think not Koper, but Ljubljana has got really good Erasmus organization, also ESN. I just a little bit jealous for that, because Primorska University hasn't got the ESN yet. But Koper is really good location and really good weather. If I wanted to go somewhere in Turkey, like I live in Mersin and I'm studying in Ankara, but Mersin to Ankara is like 8 hours with a bus. That's the cool things in here, I think.
I think people forget just how big Turkey is.
Yeah, Turkey is really, really, really big. Your population is 2 million, right? And in my study city, Ankara has got just 2 million students.
How much would you need to get by for a month in Turkey?
If you're a student, 700 Turkish liras is kind of enough for you. If you don't want to live like really luxurious and generous, but if you want like this, maybe 1,500 Turkish liras is okay. But I can change the currency for you. Like 200 euro is really, really, really enough for you in Turkey.
What differences in prices have you noticed?
Here, the vegetables and the food is really expensive than us. Because just compressed with the tomato, right? As a tomato, like 2.5 euros or 3 euros in here. And if I want the akuls in Turkish liras, like 25 Turkish liras. but I can buy 25 Turkish liras, like 3 kilos. In here, I just buy 1 kilo.
How has this experience changed you?
I grew up and I watched so many films. I watched American TV dramas because I haven't seen before. In Europe, the students just every time using the American TV dramas and films, and they just spoke like that and speaking so many things about the film culture. And I'm really zero. Yeah. And when I came here, I realized it and I wanted to change the situation. Now I know so many things about the American culture and also Europe culture too.
Which is your favorite series?
Now I'm watching the How I Met Your Mother.
So American series aren't as popular in Turkey, or you just haven't been exposed to them in Turkey?
It's really famous, it's really common, but I didn't recognize it before.
To wrap it up, do you want to teach our listeners a word in Turkish?
Yeah, I can say. Like, how can you say the I love you?
In Slovenian?
Yeah, Slovenian.
Ljubimte.
Ljubimte, right? In Turkish, seni seviyorum.
Seni seviyor?
Seni seviyorum.
Study abroad. Join us as we catch up with foreign students in Slovenia. Mondays at 11:30 on Radio SI.